theory. So our quantum mechanics then was our treatment of the electrons in an atom and how they move about the nucleus, saying that the electrons may only have discrete values for the energy, they can't have a complete range of potential values. And the energy then in the atom is said to be quantized as a result, where quantum means packet. Now this equation down here, the Schrodinger equation, is one that you'll have to memorize, so put a bit of a star beside it. Now it's a very simple equation. There should really be a hat sitting above the H there, and the hat is to indicate that it's a mathematical operator. Psi, a Greek capital Psi, means a wave function, and on the right hand side we have then got E, which indicates energy, and again our wave function. Now what's interesting about this sort of mathematical equation, it's called an eigenvalue equation, is that the E and the H are not the same thing. So this is a mathematical operator on the left side, and this is a vector of energies on the right hand side. The mathematical operator then is looking at the effects between the protons and the electrons and the electrons, and summing the whole lot together so that we generate the lowest energy for the system. Now because we've got lots of electrons in your average size atom, anything other than the hydrogen, then our atomic wave function then is including these complicated electron-electron effects, because remember, the nucleus then is effectively stationary and the electrons are travelling around up to the speed of light around the nucleus. As a result, if you've got a whole pile of these electrons travelling at very high speed, their motions will be in some way correlated, so you have to cope with that correlation of electron-electron effects. Now, it's a mathematical equation. We can solve this equation for the hydrogen atom, we can get an exact solution. So we can do either an analytic solution or a numeric solution. But what we can't get is a measurement of that. So we can't go in with the machine and actually measure the wave function. The best we can do then is measure the square of the wave function. This one we can get access to via electron.